It's your roommate calling. I knew you wouldn't answer your phone till you were back here, which is exactly why I called now. But I guess you're home now. You left work and then had a few drinks with your co-workers after that at the bar. And now you're home and in your bedroom. You got a few minutes, so you're checking your voicemails. You might have guessed I've been drinking a little bit tonight. I drank some of your stuff, but just a little bit. But it doesn't take a lot to get me drunk, does it? There's only a matter of time before I fall deeply asleep for several hours or more. By the time you're listening to this, I've probably been asleep for half an hour, maybe more. I called because I want you to check on me. So could you leave your room for just a sec and go into my room? I left the door open for you. Go right now. You're being stubborn. Yeah, I know you. You're just standing there going, oh, should I? Put on your stupid Bluetooth headset so you can just leave the phone in the room, then go check on me. Please? Well, don't go. Yes, I'm naked, but I'm also asleep. I'm probably sprawled out, flat on my back on my bed, with the covers thrown aside because it's too fucking hot. The lamp on my nightstand is turned on just enough to let you see me. Sure, your first instinct is probably to give me some privacy, but I'm the one who told you to come here, so obviously I don't mind if you see me naked and asleep. I need you to walk over and take my headset out of my ear. Even if I sleep all night with that in, I'll have such an earache in the morning. You don't want that to happen, do you? Just walk over to my bed and take it out of my ear. Don't worry about waking me up, because we both know that's not going to happen. I could sleep through anything when I'm like this. While you're here, it's okay to look. Consider it repayment for making sure my poor ear stays safe. You just have a little thrill, I guess. And to be honest, and let's face it, I get brutally honest when I'm drunk. I kind of find the idea of someone watching me like this to be pretty sexy. In fact, I'm touching myself a little bit, and I kind of have been this whole time. If you would have been here earlier, you could see me play with my pussy while I talk to you and think about you standing over my naked, vulnerable body. Yeah, I'm in a weird mood tonight. The alcohol does it to me. I get kind of wild. There's a good chance I won't even remember leaving this voicemail in the morning. I definitely would not remember you coming into my room at all. Even if you touched my breasts. Oh, come on. You know you want to. They're so cute, aren't they? I'm touching one of them right now as I play with my pussy. Maybe the nipples are still hard. You can probably see whether they are, but wouldn't you rather check with your fingers just to make sure? I hope you're touching them right now. I'm hoping you didn't chicken out or get all moral on me and leave the room, or maybe you've already deleted the message without listening to the entire thing. It wouldn't fucking surprise me, you asshole. But if you're still listening to it and you're still in my room, I hope you're touching my tits. Makes me so hot to think of your hands on them even if I'm asleep. It's kind of a shame I can't be awake for this, but at the same time, the entire idea of not being awake is really turning me on. And I don't think you'd have the courage to do this if I was awake, or if I wasn't encouraging you. Now touch my pussy just like I'm doing it right now. I guess you can't see how I'm touching it, because that's already happened for you. Because right now I'm sound asleep, although maybe I'm a little excited from your hands on my tits. As wet as I am right now, I'm guessing I'm still nice and wet for you in the future. So go ahead and check, please. Just take your hand and put it on my pussy. I can imagine you touching it. I desperately hope you're touching it right now, like I told you to. Just explore the outside of it. Run your fingers all over it. See if you can make me moan in my sleep. I'm probably still really turned on from what I'm doing to myself as I leave this voicemail. Now take it out of your pants. Yes, it, your cock. Unless you've done it already. But I'm guessing you've been too distracted by my body. That's gonna change, though. Take out your cock and I want you to masturbate to my naked body as you play with my pussy. Don't let me down, Remy. Don't be a coward. Take that cock out for your best friend. Good, you're still listening. Which means you're probably jerking off as you stand over me right now. That thought gets me so hot right now. I hope you've got me so aroused right now. Even better, I'm hoping you're good and hard. Maybe you've been hard since you came in and saw me naked. Maybe it took jerking off to me to do it, or to get you completely hard. Are you good and hard for me? Because I hope so. I want you to fuck me. Fuck your roommate and your best friend as she sleeps. Oh, don't fucking give me that look. I know you weren't expecting that. But, to be fair, you weren't expecting any of this. Yet here you are, playing with my pussy while you play with your own cock. I may be asleep when you're listening to this, but I'm awake when I record it. And I'm telling you to fuck me. I want you to climb on top of me and force yourself into my slumbering body. I'm giving you my consent. I won't even remember this in the morning either. I probably won't even notice I was fucked when I slept. I'll be too out of it until about mid-afternoon. So here's a perfect chance to get away with a perfect crime. Now, take your fingers away from my pussy. I'll still keep mine there. But they won't get in your way, because this is all in your past, but my present. Move my legs apart if you have to, then get on top of me. You know you want to. Maybe you wouldn't have done it under any other circumstances than this. We've both kind of friend-zoned each other over the years. Or maybe it was just me doing it to you. But now you can fuck me, and you will. I'm fucking counting on it. I imagine that you're getting on top of me. This idea is so fucking exciting. It's so messed up on so many levels, but that's exactly what drunk me goes for. The idea of the close male friend that I trust so much climbing on top of me, half passed out and totally asleep. Oh god, it's so hot. Oh, so try to put it in. I know you're going to need encouragement every step of the way here. Take your cock in your hand and guide the head of it up against my pussy. Can you feel how wet it is against you? I can imagine it poking against me right now. You're so nervous, aren't you? I know you so well. But here you are. On the threshold of being inside your childhood friend. Go ahead, big boy. Fuck me. Come on, fucking do it, you coward. You've come this far. You know you want to fuck me. You know you always have, but you're just lying there, hesitating. If you're at all worried about me remembering any of this night, I'm probably just going to remember this voicemail. And that's it. And if that's the case, I'm going to assume that you fucked me. I wouldn't do anything about it even then, but I am going to think that you did it. So, shouldn't you? So fuck me. You're so close. Put that big hard cock into my unconscious little body. Oh, I hope you're putting it in me right now. If not, you better fucking do it or this voicemail won't sync up with your actions. Start putting it in if you haven't already, or you'll ruin everything. Just push your cock into my tight, wet opening. In my imagination, I feel it sliding slowly into me. Oh, my friend's cock. Slowly penetrating my pussy. Until it finally sinks all the way in. Oh, I've always wanted this. gonna have to do all of the work. I'm asleep, remember? But I still want a shirt. Move it in and out of me. Give me a really nice fucking dream. Maybe I'll even dream I'm being fucked by you, just like you're doing right now. And like I'm imagining that my fingers are your cock right now. I don't know how turned on this will make my sleeping body. I'm kind of hoping it will make me come. Maybe I won't notice it, but I still want it to happen because you will. The idea of my helpless body being slowly brought to orgasm by your cock. Oh god, that's so hot. I'm just slowly working myself up to an orgasm as I record this. Oh, maybe you can judge by how turned on I am in this voicemail and how you can try to adjust your pace to match that. But also try to keep Sleeping Beauty under you in sync too. The best thing would be if all three of us can come together. It's kind of like I'm having a threesome with you and myself. Now, keep going, please. Don't be too gentle. You have my permission to fuck me harder. And it's not going to wake me up. Not even an orgasm could do that right now, I bet. Although, it would be kind of cool if I woke up just then. My first image would be my trusted best friend lying over me and seeing his face as he unloads in me. I might fucking scream if that were the case. Oh, but only in pleasure, I promise. But I reckon I'm going to sleep. And you're going to come inside me. Don't wimp out and pull out. We're already so far into bad idea territory. Let's just fucking keep going. Oh, I want you to come in me so then I sleep with your cum in me all night and wake with it in me in the morning. Wouldn't it be funny if I started getting morning sickness and putting on weight but didn't know why? But you would. I'd never even know who the father was, but you would. Oh god, I'm so close right now. Oh, if you want, you might want to pause. Can you pause voicemails? You might want to pause it anyway. Hopefully, catch up for me. But if you're close, then let's all try to come together. Me here in your past, and you, and I guess me, Sleeping Beauty here in the present. Come in me. God, come in your best friend. Come in my helpless sleeping little body. Oh, I wish I was there and awake for this. Oh, that you are here right now. Maybe next time. Maybe next time I'll fucking... Oh, I have the guts to ask. Oh, and I'm not fucking trashed. But for now... Oh, just come in me. Oh, God. Oh, the thought of you unleashing your cum in me is too fucking much. A washcloth on my nightstand. Just go ahead and clean me up a little bit, if you'd be so kind, so I don't drip everywhere. Then I'm even less likely to suspect anything in the morning. Well, while you're doing that, I think I'll just get nice and comfy in my bed and fall asleep waiting for you to show up and fuck me like you just did. So I guess this is good night. I'll give you a kiss, but I'm asleep. Feel free to kiss me on the way out there. I'll see you in the morning. Maybe I'll remember some of this. Or maybe you'll be the only one with an awkward expression on their face all day and I'll tease you about it so much. And one more thing. If
I don't remember it tomorrow. Maybe it will come back to me the next time I'm drunk. So maybe I'll leave you another voicemail then. That is, if this is still recording, because this may be the longest fucking voicemail in the history of the world. And maybe you only got a little bit, and you came in, called me a pisshead, and told me to go to sleep. I guess that's fine too. Maybe I'll find out in the morning. But maybe not.